The Bush administration earlier this week backed down, at least temporarily, from its threat to end U.S. participation in the international peacekeeping mission in Bosnia. Washington is insisting that U.S. citizens serving in such operations be shielded from the new International Criminal Court at The Hague. The diplomatic wrangling has put the spotlight on the U.N.'s peacekeeping role in Bosnia. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Sarajevo.
There are numerous different police forces in Bosnia. Agents on bicycles who give parking tickets, traffic police, policemen for the Muslim Croat Federation, and a parallel force in the Bosnian Serb entity. But all of them have orders not to speak with journalists. Just one member of the border police awkwardly reveals his feelings on the topic of the day.
The UN was just fine. They were okay. Their contribution is really great.
This officer, like all his colleagues, was trained by the IPTF, the International Police Training Force. It has 1,800 agents from all over the world with a huge task: restructuring a pre-war police force, many of whose members fought in Bosnia's devastating ethnic war. Jacques Klein, the top UN official in Bosnia, proudly points out that each member of the new force has been carefully vetted.
That you're not an economic criminal, you're not a war criminal, and that your academic credentials are valid, that you came into the police legally and legitimately.
If the U.S. had gone ahead and vetoed the operation this week, Jacques Klein would have had to draw down immediately his entire operation, a total of 4,000 civilian and police employees and $60 million worth of infrastructure. And he fears this would leave a security vacuum. The UN has been planning to hand over policing to the European Union in January, but analysts believe the EU would have trouble taking over immediately. The two-week extension will at least allow UN police to oversee what Jacques Klein says is one of the most difficult security operations in the country, the July 11th commemoration of the 1995 Srebrenica massacre.
You're looking at some 1,200 policemen from the Republic Srpska, 400 or 500 from the Federation, 400 or 500 of ours, and about 5,000 grieving mothers and widows and relatives coming to Srebrenica for memorial service. Tension always high, because these are grieving people who suffered the worst genocide, in a sense, in European history since the end of World War II.
A report issued a few months ago by ICG, the International Crisis Group, an independent think tank, said many problems still afflict ethnically fragmented Bosnia. It said corrupt police officers still exist, and there's one law for the well-connected member of the majority ethnic group and another for powerless minorities. But ICG analyst Mark Wheeler concedes that police reform has been one of the UN's more successful efforts.
And perhaps most importantly, they have set about depoliticizing the police, seeking to put in barriers between day-to-day control on the part of politicians of the police.
Nevertheless, police reform has been undermined by the failure to reform the judiciary and to create a uniform legal system. UN Chief Jacques Klein laments that Bosnia is fragmented not only ethnically and politically.
We have a combination of Roman Napoleonic law, Austro-Hungarian law, old Yugoslav communist law. No one even knows what the laws are, and they vary from entity to entity and within the entities from canton to canton. So in a sense, it's like clapping with one hand. The police are there, but the rule of law is not there.
The international officials governing post-war Bosnia stress that the UN policing mission plays a vital role in a country still riddled with corruption, organized crime, and ethnic violence. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Sarajevo.